Hi there, Kamasi here, coach, strategist, and author of a few books, the most recent one being The Successful Mind. Welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and I'm just looking out to see what the weather report is. Beautiful day, a little bit cloudy, but a nice little breeze blowing through. So I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous planet of ours. So welcome to the Life Masterclass, where I'm all about finding tips, tools and strategies to help you increase your level of happiness, well-being, health, vitality, vibrancy, success and anything else you want to put onto that spectrum. And for me, it's all about keeping things super, super practical. So taking a lot of theoretical concepts and turning them into what are the practical things I can do in order to level up in whichever those areas are that are specific to you. So I'm recording this towards the end of September 2020, and as you know, you'd have to be living under a rock not to know, extremely tumultuous 2020. So I work as a coach with a number of clients, and I've been coaching for over 10 years now. So working with those clients, a lot of it is about, you know, what are the things they want to achieve in their life? And I work with different levels of people, whether they're CEOs, executives, I work with gold medalists, multimillionaires, lots of different people, and everyone has got their own specific goals. And I like the concept of, you know, looking at a decent chunk of time, but not too much time when we're sort of looking at getting more specific with the goals we're actually moving towards or wanting to manifest into our life. So one of the things I like is this idea of like this 3-month chunk, these 90 days. So looking at the next 90 days. So for me, as we come towards the end of September, that means what do we want to get done and achieve over the rest of 2020? So I just came off a recent conversation with a business coaching client of mine who's over in Canada, actually. Originally US, but in Canada now. And I got talking to them about what their goals are for the rest of 2020. And I related my own experience as I look at what do I want to achieve by the end of 2020. And I did this in a beautiful place of calm where I could like access my full mental faculties to really get clear and bring the broadest amount of perspective. Because when we're most relaxed, we have access to our most creative self, and we've got a broader perspective. And I looked from that higher position, like from that helicopter view, what is it that I really need to achieve? And I asked that same question of my client. And when it came down to it, when it boiled down to it, what are the essential things that I want to have achieved and I want to be at by the end of 2020? And it came down to three things. And you know, the guidebook to authentic success is about how we can feel successful in our bones, like, and looking at things from a holistic perspective. So that's what I'm looking at when I'm up nice and high. I'm looking from a holistic perspective, a whole life perspective, a health and well-being and happiness and success and all of these plethora together. As I look at that, what are the most important things for me to have achieved by the end of 2020? And what I came up with was three principal things. The first one, I want to get to the end of 2020 being sane, like not having gone completely bonkers because of this completely bonkers year of different things going around, people saying stupid stuff, poor decisions, like impositions, all of this stuff going on. So I want to get to the end of 2020 sane. So that's a principal goal of mine. I want to get to the end of 2020 in good health. So again, that needs to be a goal for me. And that's, you know, pushing right up to the top, sane, way up near the top. I want to get to the end of the year and be sane. I want to get to the end of the year and I want to be in good health. So again, that's a principal goal. And it might be as these principal goals come up to here, there's some other stuff fall away. The third thing was I want to be in a great relationship and I want my relationship to be great. For me, that was a focus on my intimate relationship, but that's other relationships in my life. So as we get back to peeling away what's essential and what is desirable and looking at what are the most important things for us? And regardless of your point of view as to, you know, what's going on or not going on with this coronavirus thing, it really is giving us a chance to look at what's most important and really get clear about it. And it might be as those three things float to the surface, it might be from a professional perspective, you decide to wind a couple of things down. It might be you say no to a couple of projects that aren't necessarily that interesting for you. They're like a 7 out of 10 in the interest factor. Like, push those things away. Really focus in on this you, like making sure that this thing is, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually in the best place possible. And then from there, it might be that you step in and put some other professional things in. But don't let those basics go. Because I think this has been one of the biggest challenges and biggest insights for people over the course of 2020 is realizing, oh, I haven't put enough money or investment into my health account. So I haven't taken a good enough care of my health over the last 1, 2, 5 years. And that's why I get to this point in time and I'm a little bit more nervous because I haven't taken care of that. If we've taken care of our health, if that's been a big part of our well-being and our plan moving forward, then we don't have the same fears as someone who hasn't taken care of their health. That's my perspective. So, wrapping it all up, bringing it all back, making it all very relevant and practical for you, I want you to get really, really, really clear about what it is that's most important for you. And you can borrow my three if you want: sane, good health, great relationships. Like, let that be the framework and then build some other things into that. What else do I want to get done over the next 3 months or so that would make me feel fulfilled and successful in my bones at a deeper happiness level? The other thing I want to share is, as I was talking with this client of mine, I came up with this concept, which I think is a pretty good construct. What I was suggesting to him was, when your schedule, your calendar, your weekly planner is 75% full, it's actually full. So what I'm saying there is, if you've got planned out, you know, 75% of your time is full for your weekly planner, just leave it at that. Realize there's going to be unforeseen things come in that sort of want to take up time. But also that means you're giving enough time for your sanity, for your health, for your relationships. So don't block up your entire weekly schedule so there's no space for those things that are most important to you. That's all I have to say specifically on that matter. I hope you got something practical out of that. And if you think this conversation might be practical for someone else, please pass it on, share it with other people. That would be fantastic. And that would help me fulfill my role in life, which is, you know, passing on useful, practical information for people so that they can raise their level of happiness, their health, their vitality, their vibrancy, and their authentic success in life. If you're interested in finding out more about me, I'll put up the details for my website. Go to that page, check out some of my online training courses or some of the coaching. And with the coaching, I'm opening up now for people to register to work with me for 6 months in 2021. So if you want to like cruise through 2020, get there, but then power up for 2021, it might be a good investment in your time, energy, effort to sign up for me for 6 months of coaching in 2021. I think that's about it. Have a fantastic day wherever you are. There's beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best and take care.